Hi, thanks for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Felicia, what company are you with?
We're a call center. We handle over 400 different companies.
Okay, well, I had a thing taken out of my bank account, and it had this phone number, and me or my wife don't know what's going on, so we wanted to know if you could find out what. While
What's your
somebody
zip
could.
code?
Well, I've got a couple of different zip codes. I've got one that is.
Or you can give me the last four of the card number that you're being charged on if you have different zip codes.
Okay, hold on one second. You said the last four?
Yes, the last four
Okay,
digits.
just one second. I'm just getting that information from my wife. I'm not in the same place she is, and she just called me and let me know that there was some taken out of the account. She's replying. Just one second. Okay, it would have either been 5133. And I've got the amount if you need it.
And what was the last name again?
Wages, Wages.
Can you verify the address?
Well, I've got two different addresses, so
The one in Livingston, Texas.
one Livingston, Texas should be let's see, 4602 County Road, something or other, number 13519, Livingston, Texas 77399, I think is the zip code.
Your email is greg.bubblewages@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I see where you placed the order. You completed a survey on June 14th, and you had a smartwatch shipped out where you paid $5.74 for postage and handling. Okay, so when you placed the order for the smartwatch, there's a monthly membership, which is $67.32, billed on the account.
Okay, there was not anything told to me about that, and there was not anything on the order about that.
Did you review the terms and conditions before placing the order? Because
Say
I do
again.
read the terms. I read the terms several times tonight, and when those orders come through, before you put in the credit card number, there are terms and conditions that explain the monthly membership charge, and it asks you, have you read the terms in full, and do you authorize your card to be debited for that monthly membership? So you
Well, the
may not
only
have read the
thing.
terms all the way through with that company. Again, we
Yeah,
are a call center, but I am aware of those terms and conditions, Mr. Wages.
okay, well then I want you to stop the shipment, and if
Now,
you've
that
already
has
shipped
already
it,
been shipped out. Yes, sir. It was shipped
okay.
out.
Well,
Delivered on the
I will
14th.
return it back to you, and then I want y'all to put my money back in my account.
Now, that company does not accept return order once the membership charge
Okay,
bills.
well then
But I
I
can
will be
cancel the
forced.
account and honor a 35% courtesy refund due to you not reading the terms in full.
No, I didn't have anything on there about being
They
charged
are
sixty
provided to
something
you as
dollars.
well as they are for anyone else, Mr. Wages. Just that you didn't read the terms thoroughly, well, that was explained to you. But yes, you did agree to that.
It was not on there. The only thing I was agreeing to was the amount of the smartwatch, and that's the
Okay, I
only
can go
thing
ahead
that
and
was on
email
there
the
that I
card
submitted.
company, sir, a copy of the order that was placed with a copy of your terms and
Okay.
conditions. So they'll explain
Well,
to you that, yes, it was provided.
I'm gonna contact my bank, and then we will
I'm
have
actually emailing them
criminal
a copy
charges
of the
bringing.
order. It's not a criminal charge that you didn't read the terms
Oh
and
yeah,
conditions when you
because
placed the
you
order.
no, because y'all took more money than what was on the order. The
Sir, I'm
order
not
was
the
just
company
for the
that you order
smartwatch.
from, Mr.
Okay,
Wages,
well
but
that
I do
company did.
know
Will that email have
right.
that company name?
Excuse me?
Will the email that you're sending have that company name?
Everything will be provided over to your bank now. As a courtesy, we are authorized where we can issue a 50% courtesy refund and cancel the account for you to stop any further charges. So if
no,
you want
I want,
to cancel
I
the
want
account,
100% back, and I want the name of the company and the phone number that I need to call.
We
handle
all
the
billing,
that,
sir, so you can only
okay.
talk to with our company.
Well,
so
good.
I can go ahead and get
then
a full refund
you,
for you. And
that
what will
would
happen
be great.
Is, what will happen is, you will receive a confirmation where the account is being refunded back to your card. A dispute will be placed against that refund that I'm offering to you because the company will dispute that with your bank. And they'll let them know that the watch is being shipped out that you ordered and the terms and conditions will be provided. So where I'm offering the 50% refund that you're declining, when your dispute is lost by your bank, you'll be then due for that full cost of $67.32. So that's why I was just trying to help you out there. But I'll go ahead and get the refund, but they will dispute that transaction with your bank because the watch has been shipped out. And the terms undoubtedly were not read when you placed the order, but they were provided on that site.
Yeah, there was nothing on there about $67. The
sir,
only
I actually
thing
just
was
finished
the
reading
the
terms of the customer, so I know they're there because I read the terms
okay,
every
but
day.
I'm just telling you it wasn't on there because I know
sir,
when I placed the order, it was
I mean,
just
they
a
can't
shipment
send it to you
but that's
and not
fine.
Anyone else.
If you can send that back, when I get the watch, I will send it back to the company
it belongs
to. The
watch can't be returned. So
okay,
they'll explain
well then
that the charge is valid.
I will contact my bank and we will
that'd
get it all investigated. And can
that
you send me
great.
An email? Can you send me an email with your company's information? Please?
Your bank will actually provide it over to you. I'm going to email the bank with the copy of the disclaimer, and then they
well,
can give
you
all the other information that you're
you
needing.
Can you email that to me as well?
I can't. It's their company. It only goes
you
with
our
system.
You can email my
system.
Bank, but you can't email me?
Yes, because the charge is being disputed.
That,
so the bank will get
no
the copy sense. Of the order and the copy of those terms. And so they can go over the terms with you, and they'll explain
okay.
that.
Okay,
yes,
well, I've got a pen right
place.
Here. I can just write the information down. I've got your phone number. What's the name of the company that you work
it's
for?
It's Platinum, Platinum Ultra, Ultra.
Platinum Ultra. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And your name again?
Felicia, Felicia.
Thank you very much, Ms. Felicia. Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling customer care.
Thank you.